This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, San Diego.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
It's the end of the workday, but Gwen and Chris is just getting started. New year, same Gwen and Chris.
Well, you don't need a shrink to tell you that this guy's a raving psycho.
With Tony Quinn Jr.
The fact that we are, hidey-tidy.
Hoity-toity.
Hoity-toity.
And Chris Ello.
Fans, and more fans. I love to just be surrounded by fans.
Gwen and Chris help you get home from work. Now on 97.3 The Fan.
I have higher standards for the city and the franchise, and I'm going above and beyond MLB's penalty. Today, I have made the decision to dismiss A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow.
Bam! And they just go. Like that, what'd you say?
They go.
Nobody says it like you. Welcome to Gwen and Chris, everybody. What a weekend of sports it was. An astonishing comeback in the NFL playoffs yesterday, an astonishing upset the day before that. But today, unprecedented action taken by Major League Baseball against the Houston Astros. Welcome to Gwen and Chris. 3:04 is the time. We have 4 full hours today on the program. And it's a good thing, Tony, because we actually have 4-plus hours of stuff to get to. How are you today? How was your weekend?
It was good. I didn't get to see any of Sunday's games, but I got to watch Saturday's games.
That game yesterday morning, you didn't get to see it, but I mean, it
sounded terrific.
I've never seen anything quite like 24-0 become 24-28 in less than a quarter.
Yeah.
It took 9 minutes for Kansas City to erase that lead. It was just unbelievable.
They scored 3 touchdowns in like 3 minutes and some change.
Yeah, they got the 4 touchdowns in 9 minutes and 11 seconds was the official time of that. And then the upset Saturday night with Tennessee knocking out Baltimore, I didn't see that coming at all. But I did kind of see what happened today coming. I mean, we knew that there was going to be knew it was going to be a severe penalty for the Houston Astros. It was. A.J. Hinch has been – he was basically – by Major League Baseball, the penalty was a 1-year suspension for both the manager and the general manager. But I really like what Jim Crane, the owner of the Houston Astros, did today. I don't know if he was working in concert with Major League Baseball. I don't know that Rob Manfred maybe didn't suggest that, or maybe Jim Crane just said, no, I can't have guys like that. How can I sell my product if I have these guys in my employee, even if they're suspended for a year, with the thought of bringing them back after their suspensions are over? And I think he thought that through and said, wait a second, this is absurd. I mean, I can't stand for something like this. I'm really glad he did what he did.
This was meant to be an embarrassment. And part of that is you have to make some tough decisions. I don't think this had Major League Baseball's fingerprints.
You don't think baseball said, "Hey, why don't you consider firing him?"
No, I think I think by him making that statement before we played the part that we played, he talks about, "I am going above and beyond." And I think he truly means that this is what he's trying to say is this is coming from me.
Yeah.
I wasn't pushed to do this. This is something I think is necessary. And it sends a strong message. Really throughout the organization that this won't be tolerated. And a lot of people will say, well, he's the owner, he should have known. But that's not how big business works, right?
Well, the general manager said he didn't know, so how would the owner know?
That one's a little harder. That one's a little bit harder to to believe. Right?
It is a little hard to believe that Jeff Luhnow knew absolutely not
nothing.
A thing.
Come
and
on,
he
man.
Came out with a statement we'll play a little later about the fact that he knew nothing and this was all the coaches and the
just
players
completely
doing.
Completely rolled everybody else
rolled
under the bus.
Everybody else under the bus. But what do you think of the other that's the eye-catching thing that these guys have both been fired and they're out of baseball for at least a year and who knows how much longer. I mean, who's going to honestly hire A.J. Hinch to work on their staff for them? It's going to be interesting to see somebody.
Oh, somebody will in a few years.
You think in a few years? Yeah, it might take a couple of years.
He's got to be suspended all of this year.
Right.
I assume there will be some type of, and shoot, it could happen even as early as after her suspension's over. I wouldn't be surprised one bit.
Would you feel good if the Padres said, hey, our new bench coach is A.J. Hinch next year?
I wouldn't feel good about
it. I wouldn't feel too good about that either. So but you're right. Somebody will probably give him another opportunity. I don't know about Jeff Luhnow, and I don't really care about Jeff Luhnow. These guys they have cheated baseball so badly, and they've been caught red-handed, and they have been given the kind of penalty that they deserve. That is the big news on top of the marquee. But Tony, reading a little bit further, I'm curious as to what you think about the other part of the penalty levied by Major League Baseball. Because you and I decided, when we talked about this last week, just suspending Hinch and Luhnow wasn't going to be enough.
Mm-mm.
Something has to happen to this Astros organization. So what has happened is they have lost their first-round pick and their second-round pick for each of the next two drafts, which I think is pretty substantial. The organization was fined a record $5 million. So that's another thing. Jim Crane had to come up with $5 million somewhere and send a check to Major League Baseball. I don't think he was too pleased with that.
Did you say he had to come up with it?
Well,
that insinuates that he had to, like, scrap to find it.
You're right. He had to write a little check, okay, and send it along. I know what you mean. But the draft choices, do you think that is harsh enough? Will that wobble this franchise at all? Or will none of these penalties have any effect on the Houston Astros going forward?
I'm still marinating on this whole suspension.
Yeah.
But my initial thought is no. Because we see all the time teams, because what I think the number is around 3.5, 4 million for in that those two slots combined.
Okay.
They'll find ways around it. Like, you'll be able to trade to get international money so they can go out and maybe put some of their resources into that. It also kind of they save that money that they're not spending.
So I was just going to say the money that they won't spend on first and second round picks will probably add up to about $5 million.
Right.
So he'll end up paying money that he would have normally paid to first and second round draft choices. He'll just have to pay it to baseball.
So maybe obviously the high majority of the best players come in those first two rounds.
But not everybody.
But if you're worth the salt that the organization says they are in terms of drafting and developing, you still got a third or fourth. You got lots of picks.
You got
to
your
work
third
with.
Through 38th pick still
right,
left
to
yeah.
make it work. So
yeah.
They'll have to be on their A game in terms of drafting. But I'm honestly not sure that this is enough.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Just as an aside, because I always like to look at this stuff in Las Vegas today. The odds on the Astros for winning the World Series next year did not change.
Yeah.
Did not change at all.
Same players.
Stayed at 6-1. It's the same players. Who cares if it's a different manager? Who cares if they, you know, going to lose a couple draft picks? I think people still think the Astros are going to be as good as they normally are. The other part of the story that needs to be touched on real quick is Alex Cora, who is the manager of the Boston Red Sox. And my goodness, according to what Rob Manfred wrote in his report, it was pretty much all Alex Cora who put this whole thing together when he was an assistant coach with the Astros in 2017. He has not yet been nothing's been levied against him yet.
And that's because they're investigating 2018 now.
Yeah.
So.
But if A.J. Hinch got a whole year and wasn't nearly as complicit, according to Rob Manfred, as Alex Cora was in this whole thing, I don't know what they're going to do to Alex Cora, but I think the Boston Red Sox have to be prepared to be going without their manager this coming year, if not a lot longer. So we'll see where it all goes. We're going to talk plenty about it today, get some of your thoughts on this. Jerry Hairston Jr. is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. His Dodgers where the team basically victimized by the Astros cheating, and then the Red Sox the same thing possibly the following year. His thoughts and reaction to these penalties and suspensions coming up on the program today. We will, of course, dive deep into the NFL playoff games over the weekend, the divisional round. The championship games are set. Channing Crowder, our Radio.com NFL insider, will be with us in the 4 o'clock hour. And we'll also get into a little NBA a little bit later on in the 5 o'clock hour. We've also got a national championship college football game,
by the way,
coming up this evening. I think most people have, except if you're in New Orleans or South Carolina, you're thinking about it.
Right.
But it seems kind of like it's been shoved a little to the side. We won't totally forget about that. And also a recap of everything that happened this weekend. Don't forget our Aztecs. They snuck in with a nice victory.
Yes, they did.
We'll get to all of it here in the next segment and try and keep on rolling. It's a very busy Monday. Welcome to the program. I'm Chris Ello. That's Tony Gwynn Jr. And Scraby's here, too.
Hello! What's wrong with that?
We need a little humor for the opening segment. Are you happy that your 49ers are through to the championship?
Yes, and I'm even happier they don't have to play the Seahawks in the NFC championship.
I could see that. Okay, well, we'll talk about all that stuff coming up. It's Gwynn and Chris at San Diego's number one sports talk station, and we're going to check some traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Mariota. Now he goes in motion. Direct snap, Derrick Henry. Throws it. Jump pass in the end zone. Touchdown, Titans! Henry to Corey Davis! Oh my goodness, that play is from the 1800s!
The 1800s?
Really?
Oh man, Titans with the big time upset.
Who
over
threw that
one
in 1800? Was it George Washington to Thomas Jefferson?
I don't know.
I don't know why he said that. I don't either, but
it's
funny.
I think he couldn't figure out a year, so he just went with 1800. But
oh my goodness, that play is from the 1800s.
That stall right there, he was trying to come up with something.
Yeah. He was trying to come up with something.
But indeed, the Titans take down the number one seed Baltimore Ravens.
Easily.
Really easily. And, man, that was a good game. You also had yesterday the Chiefs, as you mentioned before in our open, just put up, 41 unanswered, I think it was?
41 unanswered points.
40 after being down 24-0.
Yeah.
They come storming back. Three of those touchdowns came in like a 3 minute plus segment.
Yeah. It it took your breath away. That's how quick it was.
Let's get to the weekend whip around because we got a lot to talk about.
It's time to get the week started, San Diego.
Aye, aye, sir. Okie dokie.
Did you miss anything over the weekend?
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
Gwynn and Chris get you caught up on the biggest sports stories of the weekend now. It's the weekend.
I can feel my face when I'm with you.
You know, not that weekend.
But I love it.
It's the Weekend Whip Around on 97.3 The Fan.
Weekend Whip Around features pretty much all of the stories that happened over the weekend that caught Chris or myself's eye. And I think it's only fair that we start with Scraby's team out in Santa Clara. It pains me, but hey, listen, that defense looked as good, if not better, than advertised against the Vikings. They completely and I'm going into that game, I said, if the Vikings had success running the football, Kirk Cousins would play better, and they would have a chance to win that game. They did none of those. They stopped the running game. Kirk Cousins was basically back there just to be eaten by defensive ends coming in his way. And another terrific performance. Richard Sherman has a big interception. Just a pure dominant game by the 49ers.
Yeah, Jimmy G wins his first playoff game. Good for him.
A lot of first win playoff for quarterbacks.
We had a couple of them. He didn't have to do a lot.
No.
You know, threw a pick, threw an touchdown early, and then just sat back and watched his defense take over. I was really impressed with Aaron Rodgers last night. Had kind of a mediocre season. I don't know how many third and longs Green Bay converted last night to win that football game. A lot of them in the first half to get ahead 21-3. Then they converted two of them on the final drive to keep Russell Wilson from getting the ball back. And you know if Russell Wilson would have got the ball back, he probably would have gone down and scored. But Aaron Rodgers really had an outstanding game. Aaron Jones, I thought he'd be big. He had a big run on the very first play of the game, and I think it kind of put Seattle back on their heels. Russell Wilson's still a gamer, though, even though he got beat. So you get a Green Bay-San Francisco NFC final, which I did not see coming. Speaking of the Vikings, though, one more NFL note. The Cleveland Browns hired Kevin Stefanski as their new new head coach.
Yeah.
Coming off of a game in which his offense produced 7 first downs. Good hire by Cleveland, as always.
I don't know if it's fair to get him after just one start.
I know, but that's not a great one to go in on.
I think what's more of an indictment on Cleveland is a report that the GM, or the guy who used to be in baseball, he's an analytics guy.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Dee Podesta.
He wants full input on play calling.
What?
That's even more of an indictment to me about Cleveland, more so than
the... So he's going to call the plays.
He wants to have input on run or pass.
That is not where I thought you were going with that.
No, I know. That's crazy, right? Let's move to the hardwood over here on the Montezuma.
Yeah, baby.
The Aztecs continue their undefeated run, now 17-0 after an 83-65 win over Boise State. They just continue to get different guys stepping up. KJ Fagan was the guy this week.
Yes,
had a good scoring night. And listen, this team is, at this point, should be getting more national love than they're getting. I know we were saying last week that they're actually getting more national love than they were getting local. But I think at this point, and it's not just that they're undefeated, it's the way they're beating teams now. They see these games haven't been close. And listen, I get the argument that they shouldn't be close. They're in the Mountain West and they're the superior team. But they're still going out and taking care of business. It's been a very impressive showing from this Aztecs men's basketball team.
Agree with you 100%, Tony. They did not move up at all in the rankings today. They stay number 7 in the AP poll. Speaking of rankings, the number 1 team in college football has never yet won the national championship in the football playoff era. LSU will try to change that tonight when the Tigers take on the Clemson Tigers. For the national championship, Clemson's trying to become the first team in 25 years to have back-to-back unbeaten championship seasons. That game gets underway in a couple hours, so we'll be keeping an eye on that for you.
I'm going to give my Los Angeles Lakers some love.
Oh, I thought you
this
might.
This weekend, starting on Friday, they were without Anthony Davis. They get a win in Dallas. Then
they scored like 60 points in the first quarter.
Right.
It was unbelievable.
And then they come back the following night without AD, LeBron, and Bradley. And they roast the surprisingly decent Oklahoma City Thunder. Kyle Kuzma put up 36 in that game on Saturday. It seems like...
I think he wants to stay.
I think he wants to stay. Yeah. Not only does he want to stay at Laker, I think he wants to start because his numbers, as a starter, I think he's averaging something around 32 points a game.
They might want to consider it.
They should consider it, especially if they're going to get that kind of output from him offensively.
The only issue with the Lakers, I mean, they've won 8 in a row. The only thing that has to be in the back of your mind is that they're 0-2 against the Clippers. And
yeah.
I think they got to get one from the Clippers during the regular season to take with them into the playoffs. Otherwise, all systems go for the Lakers. Little college football news over the weekend. You might even miss this, but I think it's a big deal. The Aztecs lose their defensive coordinator, Zach Arnett, to Syracuse. So Brady Hoke's got to find a brand new guy. Either that or he's got to somehow convince Rocky Long to go from head coach to defensive coordinator. Otherwise, they're going to have a whole... They'll try to run the 3-3-5, but they're not going to have the guys that have been running it there to coach it. So it'll be interesting to see what Brady Hoke does in that situation.
Is it ironic? Is there some type of connection there? Because that was the school that reportedly had Rocky Long.
There's got to be a connection there. Did Rocky Long go there and tell them to hire Zach Arnett?
I was thinking that same thing. It did cross my mind, I have to say.
No, I agree.
Can we talk about New England Patriots' complete downfall right now? Because now Julian Edelman is jumping on cars.
Man.
Now. He's jumping
what
on cars.
Going on?
Julian Edelman is going Antonio Brown on us. What's going on here?
New England Patriot wide receiver Julian Edelman was arrested Saturday night in Beverly Hills, of all places, and cited for a misdemeanor vandalism charge. According to police, he was caught jumping on somebody's car. I don't know if it was his. I assume it wasn't, or they probably wouldn't be charging him.
In Beverly Hills, they frown upon that.
I think so.
I don't know what the story is in Boston or Foxborough, but in Beverly Hills, they...
Is that what he was singing when he was jumping on the
phone? Oh, you know it.
He wasn't the only Patriot in trouble over the weekend, too. Patrick Chung actually got out of trouble over the weekend from some drug charges. All right.
One last thing from me, and I wasn't there for it, but it certainly seemed like a success. Scraby, you were there at the Fan Fest today.
Glad you brought it up.
It
seemed like it was a good showing, and some of the best superstars were there, huh?
The Manny Machado signature or autograph line and meet and greet line was insanely long.
I imagine.
And there was a lot of big-name players there. It was really fun. Actually, I walked around and I talked to a few people, and so we're going to be playing. I talked to them about the season, kind of what they're doing at FanFest, so we'll be visiting that like 6:20, 6:30-ish.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Scraby's report from FanFest.
Yeah, that should
be... A little
be,
bit later in the program.
That should be fun. We want to get phone calls for Chris versus the Fan, 833-288-0973. That follows our break. Do we have time to take a phone call?
Yeah, I told Thomas to tell CJ hang on, and he has, so.
All right, we're going to take this quick phone call before we go to break. CJ, welcome to Gwen and Chris. Man, what's on your mind? Looks like the Astro scandal is something on your mind.
It is, and I will tell you, there was no punishment necessarily to players, but there are two guys who I think could face some pretty severe punishments, and that's George Springer and Carlos Correa, who are both free agents over the next two seasons. And I think especially next year, if you see Springer's free agency number, it's going to come down much lower than what people are, because there's going to be a lot of questions about how good were those on base numbers. And that's really where this whole scandal comes into play, because their hitting and their slugging really wasn't that much different, but their chase numbers were drastically different once this came on. And I think if you're an executive GM out there, you look at those on-base percentage numbers and you have to really question about how good was he controlling that strike zone. And is he going to be worth the money that you want to put out there for both Correa and Springer?
I think somebody will consider it, but I don't think it'll keep him from signing him to a big money deal. That's just always the way people are.
Well thought out call, CJ.
But it is a good call, CJ.
No doubt about it. There's 30 teams out there. One of them is going to throw caution to the wind.
If you're not going to pay Springer, then I'll put him on my team and I'll pay him.
100%. 100%. Yeah. And you, CJ, you probably have a good point.
But his point is good, yeah.
In terms of on base, but... There's going to be some team that's going to jump out the window to pay him. There's no doubt about it. All right, we're going to step away, take a break. When we come back, we got Jerry Harrison Jr. on to talk a little bit about this scandal and the suspensions and fines and punishment that has been lauded on the Astros. Kurt Helin joins us a little bit later in the 520 hour. We got Channing Crowder in the 420. And we got Chris versus the Fan also after the Jerry Harrison interview. Make sure you get, we got a few phone lines open still, 833-288-0973. All right, that being said, we're going to step away, take a break on Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, I think absolutely not. I think, you know, we've had a very good team for a number of years before 17. We were turning the corner. 18, 19. We have a very good team on the field this year. You know, I think we'll have a great season. Got a lot of great players still. I don't think it taints it.
Oh, I think it taints it. I disagree with the owner, Jim Crane, of the Houston Astros.
What planet is Jim Crane living on?
Well,
is that the...
That's on the I want to believe that my team really won the World Series planet. That's the one that he's on.
I mean, they won the World Series. I'm not saying they didn't, but they definitely helped themselves.
It's definitely going to be tainted in the minds of people, I think, forever and ever and ever and ever.
Crazy if you think otherwise.
So that was the Houston Astros owner talking about whether or not that World Series title will always be tainted. I'm sure that the Dodgers will certainly feel that way. Speaking of the Dodgers, joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline from Spectrum Sports, Dodger television broadcaster, and our good friend, Mr. Jerry Harrison Jr., is on the program. And, Jerry, your comments, your thoughts on the penalties that were levied today by Major League Baseball.
Well, I'm still trying to kind of digest everything. You know, last time we talked, you know, we talked about the allegations, or were they true? If they were going to be true, what kind of penalties they would get? You know, obviously now having AJ and the GM be suspended for the year, and then since then, being fired by Mr. Crane, the owner of the Astros. I think the penalty is pretty harsh. But the one thing I'm really concerned about is not so much the Astros. It's really the Dodger players, the Dodger manager, Dave Roberts. You know, we're talking about legacies being altered. Anytime you have...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, teams cheating, which that's what they did, using espionage, using technology that is off the field. It's not even on the field of battle. It's off the field and using it to your advantage. You know, that concerns me. And, you know, what could have been? You know, really, you know, if the Dodgers would have just played the Astros straight up, I go back to Clayton Kershaw having a 4-run lead in Houston. And then the Astros were on everything.
Yeah,
I mean, everything that Kershaw was throwing. They were laying off pitches. They were squaring everything up. That bothers me. Darvish, game three, you know, where the Astros were on everything that Yu Darvish was throwing. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that type of stuff is game-changing and legacy-changing. And, you know, I feel bad for Andre Ethier, Clayton Kershaw, Kenley Jansen, Justin Turner, and all the people that are affiliated with the Dodger organization because they were cheated.
Yeah.
You know, you want competition. You want to be able to play guys straight up. And, again, Tony, you know this. Hey, rule of thumb, you're on the field. If the other team is going to give you signs, you're on second base and the catcher's flashing you signs, he's giving information away, and you're dumb enough to not change your signs, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? You're playing these guys man-to-man straight up. But when you're taking a camera and using that information with the camera down below and giving the hitters real-time information, okay, with this technology, banging the trash,
Jerry, our producer, Jerry, can you hear me? Hey, our I don't think
so
he can hear us.
I feel that these players.
Yeah, it seems like he's being espionaged by the Astros.
We'll have to get
we'll
back
try
to
get
him.
Jerry back on. You know, I'm looking back on the World Series that year, Tony, and whether or not it taints it, et cetera. Are we in agreement that the Astros probably weren't cheating when they were on the road? Because they didn't have the video equipment with them and the whole center field camera.
Yeah.
I'm pointing this. I'm not standing up for the Astros at all, but I'm going back to that World Series. The first game was in L.A., and the Dodgers shut them down 3-1. The second game was in L.A., and the Astros scored 7 runs and won the game, apparently without any help. Third game was in Houston. The Astros won 5-3. Fourth game was in Houston. Dodgers won 6-2. The fifth game is the one that I think a lot of people remember. That was the 13-12 slugfest, and the Astros came from way behind in that game, and maybe they got a lot of help that night. Who knows? And that was a key game in the series. Game 6 back in L.A., the Dodgers won. Game 7 was in L.A., and the Astros won the title in Los Angeles. So
he's back.
It's just something to consider. I don't think it changes my feeling of it at all. It still taints that World Series title, but it would taint it a lot more if they would have like won all 4 games at home and lost all 3 games on the road. Then you'd really have a complaint.
Jerry is back with us now, Gwen and Chris. Jerry, we kind of lost you right as you started to talk about some of the legacies that were affected by what the Astros were doing, which is cheating.
Yeah, and and that's it, Tony. You know, you have a chance to play. You know, make no mistake about it. The Astros are a great team. Dodgers are a great team. But you always want to be able to play a team straight up. And there's something, you know, when you're on the field of battle, you know, when you're stealing signs because the other team is giving you information, let's say if you're on second base and they're flashing the signs and they're dumb enough to hide them or not hide them, then, yes, you're going to use that to your advantage. But when you're taking that type of competition and taking it off the field of battle and using technology, you know, that is beyond next level. And, again, these types of things to cheat, you know, you didn't allow your team to face the Dodgers straight up. And, again, legacies have been tarnished. You know, Clayton Kershaw's looked a certain way because he'd never won a World Series championship. Justin Turner, you know, Andre Ethier, Kenley Jansen, so on and so forth. These guys are looked upon a certain way. So these are life-changing things. Dave Roberts, manager, been to two World Series and lost them both. So who's to say if they were playing them straight up, mano a mano, they could have been the two-time champions or obviously, you know, winning the 2017 World Series against the Astros. So legacies have been altered.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think we think about the big picture so often we forget about a guy like Andre Ethier, who that was his last appearance with the ball club. Yep. He doesn't get a chance to ever possibly fulfill that dream of winning a World Series title. I got to ask you about Alex Cora, because clearly he seems to be smack dab in the middle of it. And correct me if I'm wrong, it would seem that there's no choice really but for Boston to move on from him as manager of the team, especially in light of what Jim Crane did with the Astros.
Yeah, you know, Tony, you know, as you know, I've played for a lot of different teams, organizations, and I've come across a lot of guys, and I consider Alex Cora to be a friend. Yeah. You know, we were teammates in 2011. We came up, you know, playing against each other. You know, myself, Dave Roberts, A.J. Hinch, Alex Cora, we were all it ran the same circles, you know, coming up through the minor leagues and coming up in the big leagues. So, you know, seeing this happen to him and hearing what he did really surprises me, because Alex, I considered to be probably the best team that I ever had as far as watching guys on the bench and seeing guys tip their pitches from the mound. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he would see a pitcher and he'd see these guys tip pitches. I was like, wow, this guy's really talented. You know what I'm saying? And I've always said, if I ever, ever wanted to manage or have the opportunity to manage, I wanted Alex to be a part of my staff. We talk about that. Because he was so gifted. And for him to kind of take it, I mean, 10 steps further, and for them to use video technology, I mean, it's something that, you know, wasn't discussed when we were playing together in 2011. It wasn't even a thought.
Yeah.
But now, obviously, years go by, and maybe you're trying to get that extra edge and using the video now to your advantage. It's hard to hear and to see, because I know how hard Alex worked. I know how hard AJ Hinch worked, but again, on the flip side, I know how hard Clayton Kershaw has worked, and Dave Roberts has worked, and so on and so forth. So it's a shame, but you're right, Tony. You know, with AJ now being, you know, suspended for a year, now being fired, you got to think Alex would be the next guy.
Jerry Harrison Jr. joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. So much appreciation to you, Jerry, for your time on this subject, because I love hearing you. You kind of explain it and having the insight that you have. Just real quick, are you the penalty that was also handed down as the Astros losing a first and second round pick in the next two drafts? Do you think this is going to have any? Because we talked about this last week, you know, kind of whether the punishment should have some sort of impact on the Astros as an organization. Do you think first and second round picks for the next 2 years can really affect the Astros' ability to go forward at all?
I really don't think so, because you got a guy in Mr. Crane who's got a boatload of money. So they can go out and sign free agents to kind of soften the blow of not being able to get a first or second rounder. You know, I thought maybe, you know, as I thought further along, possibly not be able to have a draft 1 year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we got to remember, Major League Baseball is different than the NFL and the NBA. You know what I'm saying? Your draft picks in the NFL and NBA instantly can impact your roster and your team. you know. But in Major League Baseball, it doesn't really affect your team unless it's, you know, an impact college pitcher like a Steven Strasburg. Usually you draft guys that will help your team 3 or 4 or 5 years down the road. So they can soften the blow by spending their money.
Yeah, and that's not even counting the fact that they can make trades to get international money to sign some of these guys who aren't in the States. Let me ask you this, because all the focus has been on upper management. How do you think some of these Astro players that are still here, still in Houston, and will be there for the foreseeable future, how do you think they're going to be perceived by their peers around the league?
They're not going to be perceived well.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's all over Twitter. You know, Aaron Judge, who's one of our superstars in the game, you know, I'm sure he feels he was robbed of an MVP. You know, Altuve won the MVP. He was second. You know, he just took down a post he had with Jose Altuve. You know, so I'm sure that these players feel like, you know, they were kind of cheated. You know, we talk about the Dodgers. How about the Yankees?
Yeah.
Who lost to the Astros.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure those players, and that I know that organization's up in arms. So listen, I'm at the Dodgers fantasy camp. You know, looking at Bob Guerin, who's the Dodgers bench coach, Ebel, who's the Dodgers now third base coach, and Gino is, and Andre Ether, he's also with us. Just looking at them, they were a little bit shocked. But you can see the anger that they had. And next week, Tony, I'm going to be at Yankees fantasy camp, and I know those guys are going to be upset and up in arms because there's nothing wrong with being on the field of battle, and if somebody gains edge while, you know, on the field, somebody's tipping their pitches, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. But when you take that type of fight off the field, there's a huge issue.
Jerry, I think you did a great job of explaining this whole situation, not just from the Astros' perspective, which is what everybody else is looking at, but from the teams that are affected by what happened. And basically the Dodgers, the Yankees, the rest of these teams that got beat, the message to those teams is just hang with you. I mean, that's it.
Yeah,
There's nothing we can do, and you just got to hang in there. Jerry, thanks so much for your time, man. Appreciate you joining us today. Great stuff, as always, and have fun at the fantasy camp. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right, guys, you take care.
Thanks so much. That was great. Jerry Hairston Jr. on the SDCCU Fan Hotline from Spectrum Sportsnet LA. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or visit SDCCU.com. We got to take a quick check of traffic before we get into our Chris versus the Fans.
This report is brought to you by In-N-Out. Got a big rig with a blown tire blocking the right lane to southbound 5 south of Via de la Valle. Drivers swerving around cones set up. Meantime, bumper to bumper in both directions and more stopped up traffic around a crash. East 94 at the 125. Further east, west of the 54, you got a box dropped in the number 2 lane and rolls of carpet in the fast lane, north 125 at Navajo. There's no room for compromise in a quality burger. That's why In-N-Out uses patties that are never frozen and only the freshest produce they can fine, because that's what a hamburger's all about. Sid Vincent with Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we're ready to roll with another edition of Chris versus the Fans. Up for grabs today.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. It's so good I can't find it on the sheet.
It's a $40 gift card to Hooters.
Three San Diego County locations.
I think I should get one if I win.
I'm sure we can make that happen if you would really like it. I can also just give you $40 if you really just want to go get the delicious bones or wings.
You know, it's funny that you say that because I really don't think you could just give me $40.
Hey, last week you needed $10. Well, I opened my wallet, I got $10 for you.
That was on a wager.
Yeah, you actually owed him. The
you owed me the $10. I can't see you just out of the goodness of your soul going, Chris, here's $40. Go treat yourself to some wings at Hooters.
All right, fine. You saw through my argument.
I did.
It's the first time he's ever just given up like that,
yeah,
by the way.
Well, because we got to get going.
All right, give us the quick rules and we'll go.
You have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult. If you get it right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win.
All right, Chris and Miramar, welcome to Gwen and Chris. And happy top of the week to you.
And this is all about the AFC-NFC championships, for the most part. I went through and did a lot of questions about that.
So just because you interrupted me, the first question. Who is the most decorated Olympian of all time?
Chris, you there?
Hello, Chris.
Yeah.
I think he said Michael Phelps.
What'd you say?
I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
What'd you say, Chris? Yeah. God, he's breaking
Chris,
up.
Chris, you're breaking up, man.
I'm breaking up to your opportunity.
Sorry, your phone's terrible.
Wow.
Really?
Scrappy's just cold.
I'm just kidding. If you say he said it, then he said it.
All right, Chris.
Is he still there?
Are you there?
Did you hang up on him?
I'm here.
All right, here we go. Question number two.
All right.
There he is.
Who was the first NFL running back to finish the season with 10 or more carries and gain negative yards?
First running back. Melvin Gordon.
I didn't hear who he said again.
It wasn't the answer.
What's the question?
I'll read it one more time.
I don't know, actually.
Who was the first NFL running back to finish the season with 10 or more carries?
Finish the season?
That's what it says.
It's postseason. More... Postseason, sorry.
Yeah. What kind of question is that, man?
This is really crazy. You're lucky, Chris, because I'm not going to have any clue either, so you're going to get to stay alive. What is it again? 10 or more carries in the postseason but have negative yardage.
Yes.
Who's the first running back ever to have that happen to them?
First running back.
Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch.
I have no clue.
Is also incorrect.
Who is it?
The answer is Reggie Bush.
Perfect. All right. Great, Scrappy. That's a great question.
Chris, on the question.
Oh, because you didn't know it, you're angry?
Nobody knows that.
That was a
I don't
weird
mind a
question.
Trivia question, that, but when nobody knows the answer, not even Reggie Bush knew that.
All right, Chris, here we go. Question number three. Scrappy's so irritated right now. What was the first NFL team on the West Coast?
No.
You asked that last week.
I did.
Sorry, Chris. Let's try it again.
Today.
What team has lost the... This is just ridiculous. What team has lost the AFC Championship the most times?
Ah, that's a good one. Phew. At least it's a fair... It's a question.
Kansas City Chiefs.
That is a really good answer, but it's not correct.
Chiefs. All right. AFC Championship losses. Yes. I think it's the Raiders.
The Raiders is also incorrect.
Ah.
Chris, you're a winner. The answer is the Steelers.
Steelers lost the most, huh? Man, good one.
Chris, hang on the line. Hopefully we can't mess that up, and Thomas will be there waiting on you.
I don't feel good about that, actually, at all.
You don't feel good about what?
No, because the guy's phone didn't work, and he ended up winning.
Well, that's not his fault.
His name's Chris.
And his name is Chris.
God love him.
And he got one of the answers right.
You did?
Yeah. Well, he got the first
one. I don't know.
I heard it in my
ear. Heard it.
That sounds like Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
I heard Michael Phelps, so, you know.
I did, too. I give it to Chris, man. Chris is a winner.
Chris is a winner.
Way to go, Chris.
Go, Chris.
Way to go, Chris. If I can't win, I want Chris to win.
Boom.
All right.
Chris, do you know this question since we have, like, 30 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
What coach came off the bench to play for his team in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Wow. Coach came off the bench to play for his team in the Stanley Cup Finals?
I'm asking this so I can just delete it.
I think it's before my time, so I'm not going to know.
Do you have an answer for this?
I do.
Oh, okay.
That's good. I think it's honestly before my time. I don't think it's happened in the last 50
Lester
years.
Lester Patrick.
Yeah. So that's like 100 years ago.
Okay.
That outdates even me, Scrappy. I know it's hard to believe.
Can you guys read the keyword, please?
Lester Patrick?
It's not Lester Patrick. It is not him.
This hour's Grand Slam keyword giveaway is rest. R-E-S-T.
Scrappy needs a rest.
R-E-S-T. Text that to 72881 for your chance to win your share of over $180,000 in the Fans National Cash Contest. Message and data rates apply. Good luck. From 97.3 The Fan, that's R-E-S-T.
That's what the Seahawks are doing now.
Shots fired.
When does Thomas get on the board?
4:30.
Soon, I hope.
4:30.
All right, we'll take a little look ahead to the national championship game tonight. It's coming up about an hour and a half away. LSU-Clemson will give you some thoughts. We'll continue on this Houston Astros scandal as well. Quinn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.